So I've just had lunch, and you could probably hear clattering behind me as people are eating sea bass and salmon and all this sort of gorging on the awesomeness of the Hilton's put on. I'm standing in front of a stand, web print and promo stand 16. And like most conferences and conventions that you go to, there's always a stand that has stuff, hats and t-shirts and stuff that screams at you, please come and talk to us. So I had to come and talk to him because they look like really interesting people. Hello.
Thank you, Phil. Hello.
How are you?
Very good, mate.
So what's your name?
I'm Rich.
Rich, we've just been having a little bit of a conversation.
Yeah.
Which, to be honest, has probably been my most enjoyable conversation in the last hour and a half. No, most interviews, and I'm very transparent, have been very dry. It's been very, very, very dry. Like, we do this, we do that, we do this, and it's sort of, well, what about the social side of it?
Okay.
We started having a conversation. We've exchanged pictures of our
yes.
children,
yeah.
which is always a good sign that the conversation is
a good start.
Good start. So you mentioned something about, you know, bringing people back into work.
Mm-hmm.
So is that sort of, you know, integral to the to your business? Are you very much about bringing people off the job queue, or should I say, job centre? And bringing it back into work. So you've got
it's at the heart of what we do, really. Not necessarily the day-to-day of web print and promo, but at the heart of why we exist as a company. It's not just to serve other companies and provide them with lovely t-shirts and printed, you know, clothing and branded goodies and that. It's more about how can we provide opportunities that we never got, you know, as kids. We grew up in Africa, Lisa and I did. And
yeah, I was going to say.
You can hear the accent,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we never really had the chance to get those opportunities out there. So when we came to the UK, you know, I was born here, but grew up in my early days in Zim, and we've been back about 10 years, 15 years now. And there's so many opportunities out here, so many more. And we just want to give other people those opportunities. And when we find a way to do it, we can do it our way. You know, and we've just about to take on a young apprentice. He's just left school. He's 18. Didn't know what he wanted to do with his life. He's going, shall I do this course at uni? Shall I do that course? I really don't know, but I'm under pressure to go because what else do I do?
Do you think it shapes you as a business owner to be that sort of open and engaging with the next generation? Because obviously you've got two kids as well, and you want the best for them, and you're concerned, like I'm concerned as a dad, what the future looks like.
Absolutely. It's about, you know, this is about our legacy. You know, what we leave for our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. And if we set the scene for them and they realize that it is about empowering other people and giving other people opportunities, then those values will be instilled from them in a very young age. You saw our kids,
two and
4 years old. If they think like that from that age, those principles will live through, and they'll have a head start on anything Lisa and I had.
So we're sorting our kids out, but how do we deal with the apathy of society right now? Because I mean, this brings me back onto the fundraising thing, why we're all sort of here. You know, you're doing great stuff trying to transition into the fundraising market, say, hey, we do these services, we do it from a sort of very ethical, sort of sustained kind of way. We want to start that relationship. We don't want it to be just a sell pitch. We want to be able to get in and talk to you, you know, what you do.
Yeah.
How do we get past that apathy? How do we get past that day-to-day apathy of people?
I think it's about being an example and being approachable. You know, the reason why we have all this staff on our stand is because we want people to touch and feel us as an organization, you know, see our products, but also feel them. We don't want just a billboard that says, this is what we do. Now, you know, here's a business card and we'll be in touch. It's very much about engaging in people and letting them find out what's right for them, you know, and then if we can serve them, then absolutely brilliant. If they don't feel we can serve them, then great, let somebody else serve them. But, ours is a very service-oriented business, not a product-oriented business.
Awesome.
Service comes first, products later.
So where do they find you on the web?
www.web-print.net.
Perfect.